Hey, Brian Parker coming at you with another exciting video. I'm keeping with my, I'm trying to balance out my membership website. I want to give you more creditor lawsuits and how to defend against them. And again, as you know, we emphasize greatly a securitization defense. At the end of this video, I'll show exactly what happened to the lawsuit that I'm going to examine today and how we use securitization and the settlement that we got. So five things you should remember. The law firm representing Citibank is always going to cover its own ass, and they will say they are debt collectors, but they're not parties in the lawsuit, so they will hurt their client in that their client is a creditor, Citibank, that is now a debt collector, because that's what the lawsuit says. You'll see this. Look for the word debt. You won't see it. Why is the word account in the lawsuit? Number three, the counter affidavit is everything in Citibank and creditor lawsuits. Number four, use the debt collector language against Citibank, as I said earlier, but one is showing you how the law firm is hurting Citibank. Now use it against Citibank. Number five, when you create an account stated claim against you or my clients, there must be specific language and that meet the jury instructions if that ever goes to trial. And in this case, they do not have the backing or support that they would like, but they allege whatever they want to, even though they can't prove it. So let's take a look at your basic Citibank lawsuit. Citibank's usually represented by a large multi-state law firm called Stenger & Stenger. So you're likely to see the similar complaint in different states. It is your basic non-debt sounding or stating lawsuit. It has nothing about you owing anything other than unsupported beliefs that you owe thousands of dollars on a specific debt that has long since been securitized. Let's put page one and page two of the lawsuit up. Page one, Shazam, page two. And all I'm doing here is just showing you specifically the usual nine count complaint of Stenger & Stenger or Citibank. And you can see each page they're saying we're debt collectors. Now, quickly, the FDCPA protects everyone against the bad actions of a debt collector. A debt collector is defined as a third party collecting a debt for another, where they're saying the other person owes the debt or is alleged to owe the debt. A creditor, in this case Citibank, is not part of that equation. They're not regulated by the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. However, if they act like a duck and walk like a duck, quack, they're a duck. So Citibank is saying we're creditors, but then on their complaint it says we're debt collectors. That has a number of consequences, and all that's happening really is it's Stenger & Stenger saying we're debt collectors, but they're not. Citibank is, because Stenger & Stenger is not part of this. It's on there for reasons that don't help Citibank. But it is true under securitization, when that debt is created by you and Citibank, that debt is taken by the originator, which is Citibank, given to Citigroup, and then that debt is securitized to get off their bottom line so they can improve their credit scores and get more debt. And it's actually a good thing. Securitization is a good thing for the economy. Bad thing for Citibank, because they are really just servicing agents of the trust. The trust takes the debt and in return gives the debt rights to collect upon it to Citibank. So you get this Citibank statement thinking, well, Citibank has my debt. They're collectors. They're at best servicers. But here they are suing you, even though they don't have the right to as servicers. That's not a debt collection. And their lawsuit says they're debt collectors. So that has a number of consequences. On my membership website, you will see the actual lawsuit. I'm also going to give you an answer that you can answer using my securitization and the affirmative defenses for your use. Also an affidavit, a counter affidavit talking about the five tips that I just gave you. emphasizing use of the FDCPA while seeking the immunity of a creditor, involving securitization in the language, but not involving it as far as stating who's really able to sue the defendant. And an account stated lawsuit, as this one is, let's look at paragraph 5, Shazam. And you'll see right there, excuse me, paragraph 8, Shazam, Shazam. And it says, this is an account has become stated between the parties. So what's the makeup of an account stated lawsuit? Well, in Michigan, it's the parties expressly agree upon the sum due, or the party receiving the account does not object in a reasonable time. So that's key. You know from all my website, but all my videos, you got to get that counter affidavit and you got to do it as part of your answer. That's a timely response, because if you fail to answer, that has legal consequences in a number of states. Florida, for example, they emphasize no one said anything or expressly objected to the balance or the contract. So therefore, we can hold the defendant liable. Florida specifically does not have an account stated statute. New York does. Michigan certainly does. But you should always do the counter affidavit. In this case, say there's no proof of an account stated complaint here, because there isn't. Usually, Stenger and Stenger's complaints, if you ever receive one, have no support. And they'll never say the word debt. If you look, put up paragraph 5 of the complaint, Shazam, I'll read it and you can see it. Defendant or authorized user used the account and failed to make payments as agreed upon, and the account is in default. Well, it may be in default, but the debt isn't, because you would say it if you represented the debt, Citibank. You didn't, and that has consequences. So that will end up in your counter affidavit. On my membership website, let's put it up. Shazam, counter affidavit that I need you to consider. It's a template. It's on my membership website. You got to incorporate all I'm talking about, all that you can see. You may see more than I see or less, but that must be in your counter affidavit. Why? We're educating the court. We're supplying a defense. And more important, if it is an account stated lawsuit, your silence is tacit admission. And now it's all over, but the counting of how much you owe. So that counter affidavit is your friend and your guide. And as I always say, you can just ride that thing no matter what you do in the case. If it's a motion, if it's a response to a motion, if you're trying to show the court that you don't owe the debt, that counter affidavit is everything. Ride that baby. So silence kills. Don't be silent. Yell and scream through your counter affidavit. A pro tip. You might want to just file, and you kind of, sometimes you file a motion expecting to lose. You don't want to, but the response back from the court, you're educating the court of where you're coming from, but the response back from the other side will be, and they'll try to respond in a way that protects them, but also protects them from the court, saying, yeah, it looks like Parker's right here. So sometimes you're filing a motion for information, or as I've counseled before, a submarine in waters suspects there's something coming, it'll send out a ping. And that ping, let's say simply, is a radar that provides shape of what's coming. Is it a school of fish? Is it a whale? Or is it a Russian sub out there? So your ping is your motion. In this case, do a motion for more definite statement. Say, I don't have a freaking clue what they're saying. What is an account? There's no debt here. Even if you lose that, you'll see the judge going, you know, you're kind of right, because he or she has never thought about it like that. And there's this great expression. Hello, it's right in front of you. Thousands of these go past his bench every day, but he never really reads them. And then you look and go, there's no debt here. So how can you be sued on it? How can you have standing to sue my client, Your Honor? File a quick summary motion saying they have nothing. They have no debt. They have, and you can do that before your answer. In most states, you avoid a default by not answering, by filing a motion for summary judgment or a motion for summary disposition. Look at your state rules. But again, you're seeking to educate the court that there's nothing here, Your Honor, and you're finding out, you're pinging, see what they got. They may have everything. Unlikely, never seen it. Securitization is your friend, again, as I said. Let me put up something. Here's, in a nutshell, what securitization is. And I'm going to include my show note, Shazam. I'm going to include my show notes in this case, like I always do. And that'll be on my membership website, collectionstoppersolutions.com. And you can just see the makeup of what securitization is. I talk about, I tell you where to go. Let me tell you where to go to Google right now. Google 10K Citibank, Citicorp, or Citigroup financial documents. Let's say your debt is 2019. Put in the number 2020. And, well, here's what I found when I did that. All right? Let's get rid of the other one. Okay. Boom. Shazam. Here's what I found. And you can see that the language is quite specific. There are two key accounting determinations. Citi makes a determination to whether securitization would be consolidated. And it's just word, it's just detailing how they handle securitization. It is securitized. This is elaborating on that. So you're, again, educating the court. Your Honor, this case should be dismissed. This is debt has been clearly securitized. They don't have the right plaintiff here. I'm being sued by a plaintiff that does not have standing. That's a nutshell argument. But I think when you keep things simple and nutshells, you're only getting 30 seconds to a minute of anybody's attention these days. So keep it simple, stupid. It's securitized. The wrong plaintiff is suing me. I could likely get a judgment against me, and then the real person that owns this debt, Your Honor, the securitized trust, will sue me. And that, I'm looking for that down the road. I see that kind of litigation coming in about 3 to 5 years. The securitization trust will go, hey, wait a minute. We got all this outstanding debt. So that's a valid point that you can make. So you saw what I put up. Your counter affidavit is key. You're going to elaborate for the court a number of things. A lack of an agreement. If there's no agreement, in most Citibank cases, especially Singer and Singer, have no contract because they're not going to have your contract, especially if it's an old debt. There's always a dispute over the amount, so your counter affidavit should say, I dispute owing Citi this. Here's a cool thing. Statute of limitations. Think about this for a second. This is a parka thing. Let's say you're in Florida. Well, the statute of limitations on an account stated claim is 4 years. But on a credit card debt, open-ended, it's 5 years in some cases. That's Florida, for example. So if they're filing against you in an account stated form, which generally they are, and they don't say anything about breach of contract, here's a parka tip. And it's after 4 years, but they think they're suing you within the 5 years of a breach of contract credit card account, that's a defense. So they will always substitute account stated because they rarely have the contract to say what's being breached. So they'll come in. In fact, this lawsuit, let me put up the second page of this lawsuit, Shazam. You can see this account has become stated. There's nothing. Let me put up page one. There's words of an agreement, an account, but nothing about the contract. In fact, they say, we don't have the contract. We believe the defendant has. So parka tip. If you can say, hey, this is an account stated statute, and that's a 4-year statute of limitation, depending on your state, and the breach of contract is 5, or in Michigan, 6 years, you've got them. Think about that. So they've got to provide you notice of why they rightfully have a right to sue you. And if they are saying they are debt collectors, which Citibank is, then they have to give you your validation right. So attached to this video is the validation letter. And what I've done, I've put all the creditors at the top of the ones that you can choose, and then go after them with this letter. If they don't respond, Your Honor, they're debt collectors, they say they are, and they didn't respond. So you've got FDCPA claims. You've got a way to settle this. No contract. That's why it's an account-stated statute claim, because they don't have the contract. Well, you can't hold me to the terms and conditions of a contract I don't agree to. So they've got to produce that contract or some facsimile thereof. So your counter affidavit is everything. Now, so attach this membership video. I've given you the answer in Word, counter affidavit Word, counterclaim in Word, templates, and also the validation letter in Word for you to have your fun with. I also have given you the original lawsuit for Citibank sued my client, and also the answer that my client responded with. So you can see from that lawsuit that I'm showing you, there was a $23,000 pursuit. They were seeking $23,000 from my client. It actually got up to $25,000 after a bit, and my client paid less than 20%. Hey, why didn't they just go for elimination? Because you don't want to put this in the judge's hand. This was between the parties. Citibank got really nervous the more this went on. There was a summary filed. There was a motion to get us into arbitration, which, you know, treat arbitration like the plague, unless you absolutely have to go there. So they were starting to realize how good of a defense we have, you have. This is a typical securitization answer, counter affidavit, and letter. That wins. We got this below 20%. And my client's more than happy to pay that as opposed to going with a court that may just have a problem and may be wrong, but now we got an appeal. So this is an economic way for her to settle out, and you will benefit also, hopefully. So this is my video for combating Citibank. I hope it's been useful. Like, love, subscribe, use your state rules, which may be stronger or weaker depending on what state you're in, but they're there. And always follow your counter affidavit, please. And remember, you can file motions right out the gate just to test them, just to ping. Remember, you're the American sub, and is what's out there? That's it. That's the question. What is out there? And if they don't have it, a motion for more definite statement is a good thing, because the court's going to go, you know what, you should kind of, what's this debt? The court will be on your side, and you'll also find out if the court is on your side or against you. This is early information, discovery. You get early discovery before discovery is even being granted. So, or if the judge won't give you discovery, well, this motion will make them give you. And if they fail to give you stuff, boom, that's a summary judgment at the end. So it's called motion practice. Don't be afraid of it. I'm going to start doing videos on motion practice for you soon, so you'll have everything you need. Action cures fear. Jump on this stuff, okay? I'm here to help. I hope this video helped, and I wish you the best. Thank you.